Housing continues to be a big issue in the Tri-Cities, with real estate prices and cost of rent among the chief concerns. Whether you are looking to buy a home, sell a home or rent accommodation, housing is a preoccupation among many people who are keeping an eye on local real estate. That may be why stories about new houses on the market, rental problems and condo disputes are among the most read stories in the Tri-City News. We did a report of the top 50 stories in 2022, and many were housing related. At the beginning of the year, housing was fetching high prices, with multiple bids and buyers getting more than asking. But after the Ukraine war started in February, the frenzied market began to slow. The accumulative effects of interest rate hikes also began to take its toll and, by November, there were fewer home sales and prices were beginning to drop. Here are several of the most read housing stories in the Tri-Cities this past year. Coquitlam home with heated pool sells $500,000 over asking after multiple offers in a single day. Furore erupts over listing of Trina Hunt's former Port Moody home. Champagne all round after this $1.58 million Coquitlam home finally sells. Condo developer sticks Port Coquitlam couple with small, unusable, parking space. No shared walls. Why someone just paid a whooping $520,000 for a manufactured home in Coquitlam. This adorable Coquitlam area cabin has huge views and water access. Coquitlam mansion listed for nearly twice the assessed value. Here's how a Coquitlam house seller found a buyer in just one day. Houses under $1 million selling for less than assessed value in Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam. Small Coquitlam condo snapped up for $367,000 in just one day. Renting. A year's free rent awarded to Port Coquitlam tenant after landlord chose not to move into apartment. Coquitlam landlord must pay tenants $36,000 after judge upholds rental board decision. Condo ownership. Coquitlam condo owners lose bid to wind up and sell strata.